Hello everyone, my name is Paul Santilli. I head up the SCIP organization, Strategic Consortium of Intelligence Professionals, and welcome to another edition of iStream, our podcast series with SCIP and intelligence professionals in the community. And I'm really pleased to be honored here by Jonathan Kalouf, who is a University of Ottawa professor, distinguished professor in the field of intelligence, competitive intelligence, for decades. You've been an expert for quite a while, right?
And foresight too.
Foresight,
combine the
course.
Two. In fact, my UNESCO chair is a foresight related anticipatory systems.
So, Jonathan, intelligence, foresight. You've been in this space for a long time. Give me the academic perspective of the intelligence ecosystem as we talk about.
And this conference has been a very good example of that. There are professors all over the world who are studying competitive intelligence, are teaching it, and the literature base has grown deeper and deeper and deeper since I've been involved. The other thing is, unlike many other areas, we work with each other. So you've got a good number of professors who kind of travel in a pack, do research together. In fact, if you look at the presentations that were done as part of the academic module of SCIP, many of them were joined between professors from different countries.
Yes.
Not
so.
Yes.
So there's the collaboration effect that's happening.
A lot of collaboration, and the collaboration is it's kind of neat because we're looking at in SCIP, thanks to the new approach on which I like on the on the collective. It's you take these related domains like foresight, and they're working with us. And so I've got some research programs going with leading members of the foresight community, again, all over the world. And we saw at the conference Tanya Schindler, who is a leading futures foresight professional.
She did a podcast with us earlier.
And there
I
you go.
Streaming earlier, yes.
So it's really good because the literature is getting deeper and even the depth of the courses being taught. So moving away from just the one course concept to, well, we had with Anisha Sudas here, we had three of her PhD students presenting their thesis. You're talking about, wait a minute, there's PhD programs in Africa on competitive intelligence. Whereas when I started, I gotta tell you, when I started, and you're right, it was about 150 years ago. In Canada, the only CI course that existed at the time was one module, one class, at one university as part of, I think it was strategy or marketing course. That was it. Now we've got several professors and programs that deal with the topic.
So you mentioned about the event, and I should have mentioned this at the beginning, but we're at our IntelliCon event in Prague 2023. And for the first time in, what, over 5 years, that we have academic modules back in the program, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of the individuals that Jonathan was referencing really pertain to the instructors that are here, the modules that we talked about, the papers that were part of it. And what I'm hearing, and I've seen myself firsthand, is that more and more of the senior academic community, both from a student standpoint and a professor standpoint, are really diving further into the intelligence ecosystem, as we call it here at SCIP, right?
You're correct about that, but there's something else that's kind of cool here at this event. And I'll take the hit on this one. In academic conferences, you have four papers per session. You get 10 minutes, 5 minutes Q&A. I opted for three, which is a down.
Oh, yeah, we had this conversation.
And one of the cool things happening, and this goes back to the approach, is we're bringing academics and practitioners together at this conference.
I was going to ask you about that.
So the practitioners are not just asking questions, they're intrigued at the research. They're also suggesting new research directions. And the professors are, you know, researchers are just soaking this in, going, what a cool idea. There are partnerships being formed where ideas discussed here, because we brought the two groups together, are going to result in research 2 to 3 years down the world to help the community. And I did not anticipate there'd be that much conversation. The other thing that, you know, I should have remembered and I should learn from is that the SCIP community likes to work together. I mean, that is clear. I mean, we're a bunch of people that like to integrate. If you look at the number of people that are at this event, we had a disproportionate number in the academic session.
Yeah, really.
So clearly there was a lot of people that wanted to talk about this and hear the results.
So aside from the event itself, more from a general academic community as a whole, I mean, the combination of the collaboration between that bridging that gap between the practitioner and the academic, I think is the key element, right?
Correct.
Practitioners sometimes work in a vacuum, academia works in a vacuum. The ability for Skip, for example, to kind of bridge that and bring the collective together. And a point that you also mentioned about through that collaboration, you're able to then also start looking at and maybe diving into progressive areas that wouldn't normally have been found if they worked separately.
Yeah, and in fact, this is an interesting evolution in academia.
Yeah, that's a good name for it.
So when I was here when I started off with Skip in the early 90s, universities rewarded A-plus journal publications.
Yeah.
That's what it was about.
Yeah.
There's an organization called ACSB that accredits the business schools. Well, in the last 5 years, they've said impact is very important.
Yep.
That the research you do impacts managers, lands up in practice.
Yeah.
And that might become the dominant measurement. All right. Mm-hmm. So what's happening is when you bring them together, that means that the research I'm doing is solving a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it doesn't mean I'm doing exactly like they want me to do it, but I'm solving a problem. That's number one. Number two, and this is really cool, I just came off a big research project, which, thanks to this approach, it was me and four friends sitting around a table, their managers, and we came up with a project.
Yeah.
They opened up their networks so we could get the expert panel together, and all of a sudden we're solving a problem that they've been having.
No kidding.
Because the academic has the methodology.
Yeah.
And the practitioner has the network.
So there's a best practice right there in terms of how it worked together, the collaboration worked together.
It really is. And because if I as an academic reach out to anybody who's watching this, you're gonna say, who's Caleb? University of Ottawa? What's that? But when you get an email from Paul that says, Kaloff's okay, don't worry about where he comes from, you can trust him. And I came off a research project, by the way, where I interviewed some of the top people in the telecom industry around the world.
Yeah.
And that's because somebody senior said, trust him.
Yeah.
And they told me things that maybe they shouldn't have told me, but were necessary for getting that done. So this collaboration is really what's necessary to push the field forward.
Yeah.
Establish that body of knowledge.
Yep, yep.
And also be aware of what are the issues coming up.
Yeah.
And what's really cool is back to the whole ecosystem, by having the foresight community, we do a lot of strategic foresight in CI units, and the CI people together, we're now covering a large temporal period and a lot of analytical techniques that our members had not been exposed to before.
No,
they're going, that's
so
cool.
You've expanded the awareness and the sphere of influence, so to speak.
It's pretty clear from what I've seen in the last few years.
So you've also mentioned earlier in the conversation about the new direction of Skip, and I want to kind of clarify that to the viewers so that as part of the Skip name change and the consortium based and the focus around the intelligence ecosystem, it's really this expansion above and beyond the traditional foundational, very important layer of competitive intelligence, and really looking at all the other layers on top of that, the financial, the social, the human, et cetera, et cetera. As we broaden out our intelligence ecosystem community, that I would imagine would further broaden out the applications in the academic space as well.
And it also allows us jointly to do more good.
Yeah.
So the consortia approach, so my title is, I'm a professor, UNESCO Anticipatory Systems, all right? Companies have a lot of different parts of the organization, foresight, intelligence, market research, et cetera, who are doing their own thing and not coordinating. It's the dumbest thing. I can't imagine as a human being, if I was going to cross the road and said, I'm only going to use my ears.
Yeah.
You know, ignore your eyes and forget the muscular system. So the consortium approach says, gang, we're doing the same thing. Complementary things.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we be working
Shake hands here.
Together.
Let's do some things together. Right, exactly.
Many of these domains, collective intelligence, foresight, futures literacy, CI, are too small on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So that the idea is when we bring them together, we have critical mass. And then we share experiences, yeah. share stories, and then it becomes, where does each fit in
yep.
in that ecosystem?
It's the sum of the parts is greater than the individual parts by themselves.
And
right?
stop fighting. Yeah. I've gone into companies doing case research where the foresight unit hates the competitive intelligence
yeah.
unit.
Yeah.
They'll never talk to each other.
Yeah.
Again, I'm going to cross the street and my eyes and my ears are arguing.
There's fiefdoms and you know we get into the whole corporate culture and so forth, but I totally understand what you're getting
at. Well, if you
yeah.
want to be competitive moving forward,
yeah.
these have to be coordinated.
Yep.
And when Skip was doing, you know, quote unquote, competitive intelligence, the frustration was, but there's other people involved. And
yeah.
I, as a researcher, I got to tell you, we don't get too hung up over working with other fields. We don't.
It's the nature of the beast. You have to. Right.
So we looked at it and said, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Bring the other people in.
Yeah, yeah.
Do joint research. The paper that I presented here looked at agility and foresight and competitive intelligence, mm-hmm. saying if you're doing foresight CI, how does that link up with agility?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Now the foresight community and the CI community
yeah.
and the agility community are going to go, that's kind of cool.
And there's overlaps. There's overlaps to business cases that need that sort of investigative information that you're providing, and a lot of the academics that they can apply in the business sense.
Yeah.
Because it's all about, you know, when we have practitioners in the environment here, they're looking at, you know, they're coming from their companies and saying, I got this problem. How do you handle this? How do you handle this? And you know, the agility side, the future side that you're talking about are academic application areas that can fit into a practitioner environment.
And again, I'm going back to why I've been a big fan historically of bringing industry and academe together.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at one CI conference, I heard something really cool. And I went, that would be a good teaching case
yeah.
that we could use for students and practitioners
yeah.
to look at the evolution from CI to CMI,
yeah.
which is kind of, and the tools. And put the student executive in the position of what do I do next?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're all together. I go, what do you think about it? And the answer was, great idea. Of course, it took 2 years to get through the legal process
yeah,
of the organization.
Yeah, the logistics of it all.
But
yeah.
again, that doesn't happen. And so we have to partner with industry, government, practitioners, vendors,
yep.
so that we can work collectively at the issues.
Yep.
And when you become aware that each of those, funny, this is competitive intelligence, that each of those pieces of the ecosystem are hearing things,
mm-hmm.
right? You bring them together and you go, oh yeah, those are the top five. I'm hearing it over and over
yeah,
again.
Yeah, repetition.
I've got a research agenda now.
Yep.
And that's where we fit in.
Yeah.
In terms of making that happen.
Excellent. So for our viewers, if you had to give us some parting comments around the intelligence, academic perspectives, the future of where academia and intelligence is going, what would you suggest?
Oh, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. Bold prediction. CI doesn't predict, we just roll forward.
That's
what I tell people. Well, you look at what's happening today and
yeah.
you say, based on what's going on,
yeah.
okay? So I'm going to tell you exactly what's happening. So we have been a field, so is foresight, of the same old people
uh-huh.
for the last 150 years, okay? Not a lot of new blood coming in. Those that do then leave and go to consulting. We're now seeing new blood coming in. And you saw at the conference, we had two master students,
yeah.
three PhD students
right.
presenting their research. So we're now seeing the evolution, new blood coming in. But that's not the big part. So this is the cool thing for members. And anybody watching this, please email me, email Paul. The concept of the Centers of Excellence, the COEs, is an interesting one
mm-hmm.
because it involves exactly what I've been saying. Academe, practitioners, mm-hmm. vendors, other members of the ecosystem working together.
Yeah.
So, because the CI academic folks are so friendly, I pulled them in together and I've mm-hmm. said, okay, whenever there's a COE being formed, are you willing to help a local university
yeah.
develop capacity?
So for the viewers who may not be aware of it, the Intelligence Centers of Excellence is a concept that I've proposed as part of our expansion in the consortium in the intelligence ecosystem, really establishing these small localized areas from a regional standpoint across the globe, having dozens of them ultimately, that address intelligence-related issues that are local to the environment so that in one area, because you can't have a one-size-fits-all. It's not, you can't paint the intelligence community with a wide brush. So when you have these localized areas, what Jonathan, what I'm hearing correctly, what you're saying, Jonathan, is establishing within these COEs, Centers of Excellence, this partnership between the business and academia sector so that they become much more valuable than so.
Well, it's critical. And so one of the ones that we're talking to here, and you'll be able to say the name if you want to, what I've said to the person trying to create the COE is, do you have university contacts?
Yeah.
Because again, if academia has to be part of this for a whole lot of reasons. There's no field I'm aware of where academia is not part of it. And he says, I got two schools. And I said, good, introduce me. Use my name, use my titles.
Yeah.
And I talked to my CI faculty, professors here, we'll share material with them.
Yeah.
We'll help them develop.
But it's changing the mindset too, right? Because the traditional mindsets, keeping it separate. Nope, you got to include these things. Let's all become one. Let's do this consortium idea.
And let's help you. Because what happens in universities is profs will say, well, what am I supposed to teach? The answer is, we got a bunch of material for you.
Yeah.
You want us to come in and give a guest lecture just to start that way?
Yeah, kick it off. Right.
Happy to do so. Want to bring me in? Great. Want to do it virtually? Great.
Yeah. All right?
But the SKIP academics are such a wonderful group of people that they're all saying, do it.
Yeah.
And then we've got, this is going to be with the Nashville Conference, we have one of the universities in the area who's saying, we're doing something really cool on the AI BI front.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you come take a tour of what we're doing?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, any academic who's going to Nashville will have the opportunity after the conference to look at a world-class program.
Yeah.
And see what that means.
The Nashville Conference is the next SKIP conference in 2024, in end of April. You got to go to the SKIP website, skip.org, to check it all out. But you're right, the theme of that conference is the AI aspects related to the intelligence ecosystem. So academia plays a tremendous part in that as well. So for that conference, we're looking forward to really building on the growth that we've had already from this Prague event, for example. Jonathan, I'm going to wrap it up with that. It's been an incredible discussion. It's always a pleasure working with you. Jonathan is now an advisory board member for SKIP, so I'm super pleased and excited about that. He's got a wealth of knowledge, as you've already witnessed through the conversation, about the intelligence ecosystem, and his knowledge combined with the other very talented people on the advisory board, we're going to, I think, make some major changes, major impacts.
Yep.
Thank you, Jonathan, very much for your time.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Good to see you. Let's go eat now.
Yeah.